在我们华人的传统里面，我们是要这么说，你要去孝敬你的父母。
More than that, it really is in the Word of God in our Bible.
但其实在圣经里面也有这样的经文，是专门跟我们说要去孝敬父母的。
Paul wrote a letter to the Ephesians.
保罗在以弗所书里面写了几节。
In chapter 6.
第六章里面。
He said, Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment, with a promise that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on earth.
第一节到第三节，你们做儿女的要在主里顺服自己的父母，因为这是理所当然的。要孝敬父母，使你得福，在地上长寿。这是第一条带着应许的诫命。
Really, when you come to think of it, honoring your mom and dad is not a bad deal.
其实如果你真的去思考的话，你会发现孝敬你的父母其实是一桩挺好的事情。
It's an offer that you can hardly refuse because God's word says, if you honor your father and your mother, I will guarantee you long life, happy life on earth.
因为你去看神的话的话，它上面说的是，如果你去孝敬父母，你就会在世上长寿。
Who wants to sign up for this good deal today?
谁不想要这个这么好的福分呢？
Some of you don't believe, don't trust me. You can trust God's word, but some.
你可以不相信我，但是你要去相信神的话。
It is the best deal.
其实这是你看的话，这是可以说是全世界里面最好的一桩买卖了。
And realizing that honoring and obeying your father and mother may mean different things to different people, and certainly it may depend on how old you are and your marital status, your financial situation may also influence your understanding of what it means to honor and obey your parents.
但是我也意识到孝敬父母呢，对于不同年龄层的人来说是代表着不同的含义的，而且你的经济状况，你从小怎么被养大，还有你的社会文化理解等等，也会左右你对孝敬父母这个词的理解。
So today it's going to be an interactive sermon. You're going to hear a sermon.
所以今天的讲道会是非常的互动的。
I thought about who may be here this morning and divided you all into six categories.
我基于今天大家可能有哪些人来到我的讲道当中，我就把所有的每一位弟兄姐妹放到这六个目录里面。
If you're in that category, you tell me.Without thinking, if you have to think that you're not really honoring your parents, right? It,
如果我问到你的话，我想你马上告诉我你的答案。
Your immediate answer to Pastor Ricky's question this morning: How do you honor your parents?
我想要知道大家是怎么样去孝敬你们的父母的。
I think this will reach pretty far, so no one escapes from this wrath.
所以牧师把这个麦克风递到你那里的时候，你就他就会即兴回答。
Who is two or three years old in the audience?
首先会先问一下两三岁的人。
Two or three. All right. Is it Max or Dominic? I could never. Max, how do you honor Donald?
好 ，Max 怎么去孝敬爸爸？
He smiled.No, wow.
Max 就笑了一下。
Smart kid. All right, anybody in the primary grade, 小学的？
好，现在问一下一个小学生。
Is that Joseph or Nathan, how do you honor your mom?
好 ，Nathan, 你要怎么孝敬爸爸妈妈
？Your dad too.
By taking out the trash.
What did you?
By taking out the trash.
Oh, they take. Oh, 你带他去教会。Oh, take out the trash.
所以 Nathan 的答案是帮爸爸妈妈倒垃圾。
Well, take out the trash and going to church, same thing. All right, okay. We take all our trash to church, right? All right, okay. Do we have a? Oh, this is dangerous here. Do we have a teenager?
好，我们现在要找一个青少年。
All right, Joanne, how do you honor your parents here?Right, but you have to speak the truth, right? All right, and say it so everybody can hear.
I listen to them.
Wow.
首先就说我会听爸爸妈妈的话。
他很听他们的话。
coming from a teenager. All right. Yeah, it gets more difficult. About 单身的大学生, 有没有? Single. Oh, well, new friend from Chengdu.
陪伴.
Do you spend time with...
Spend quality time with the parents.
Yeah, 很好. Yeah, okay. 可以啊, 可以, 陪伴. Yeah, we know all that. Yeah, I do that with my wife. Yeah, all the time. Okay. Okay, anybody who is married with children? Nobody? our church is in trouble. Where will our future members be coming from? Nobody? Come on, guys. Girls. Huh? Oh, wait. Oh! 你怎么样, 孝敬你的父母?
经常跟他们通信吧, FaceTime.
FaceTime and email, good. Alright, this is the toughest one. You're married and your parents are retired. 有没有? 除了我以外. Anybody? James.
How I honor my mom. I visit often as I can because she asked me to.
她说她尽量有空就去探访他们. Alright, okay. Well, you did very well. You gave very good answers and also very different answers, right?
好, 刚刚牧师基本上问了这里面所有目录里面的每一位人, 那么大家给出来的答案都很不一样。
So thank you for participating in making this sermon.
也谢谢大家刚刚的参与。
And let's now just unpack, you know, that's a famous American expression for pastors, unpack. I don't know what that means. I unpack my luggage, I unpack my, you know, backpack, but unpacking the Bible.
好,我们现在把圣经用正确的打开方式来解释一下。
But I'm going to unpack, you know, those three short verses from Ephesians.
我们现在来解读每一节分别来看。
First of all, let me ask you, who was Paul giving these instructions to honor your parents to? Who?
首先我们看一看保罗在这里面说你要孝敬父母这句话是跟谁说的?
He said, honor your father and mother in the who? Lord.
他说你是要在主里面当孝敬父母。
Which means he was writing to believers and followers of Jesus Christ, God's people.
所以说当时保罗写的对象就是已经信主的弟兄姐妹。
And remember that because that makes a big distinction on how you honor your father and mother.
大家要记住这个不一样的地方,这个特别的地方,因为你信不信主跟你孝敬父母这个表达出来的是有很大的不一样的。
Second question, where did Paul come up with this passage, these words? Where did it, I already gave you the answer, so...
其次,他引用的经文是出于哪里呢?
It was in Exodus chapter 20.
他是在出埃及记里面的第20章。
One of the Ten Commandments where he, you know, it was said, honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you.
在十诫当中这么说到,当孝敬父母,使你的日子在耶和华你神所赐你的地上得以长久。
And where were the Israelites when Moses came down with this instruction? Where were they?
大家还记得当时以色列人在哪里吗?
Were they in the land that God had promised them?
他们是在应许之地了吗? 他们已经到了里了吗?
Not yet. It was something in the future.
还没有到, 应许之地, 对于他们来说还在未来。
When the Ten Commandments were given to the Israelites, they were in the wilderness.
当这十诫给以色列人的时候，以色列人其实他们还在旷野。
And notice, I'm sorry, this is only in Chinese. There are how many? Ten commandments, right?
我们都知道那里有十诫，就是十个诫命。
And where is the commandment to honor our father and mother?
如果你去看位置的话，你觉得这个孝敬父母他是在哪个位置？
Carrie, where is it? You could with Chinese. Yeah, I think he said I'll have number five.
when he goes to an Ocean Sky restaurant, he says, I'll have number five. Yeah? Well, it is number five. Indeed, the fifth commandment occupies a most pivotal position in the Ten Commandments.
在这个第五诫孝敬父母，其实在整个十诫里面的位置可以说是最举足轻重的。
It connects our relationship with God to our connections with our neighbors.
这第五个诫命把我们和神的关系，同时把我们和我们邻居、我们和他人的关系连接了起来。
Based on these Ten Commandments, have you ever thought of obeying your parents as not committing number 6 to number 10?
你有没有想过去孝敬父母的话，同时你也要去做到第六戒到第十戒呢？
If you honor your parents, you wouldn't murder.
如果你真的去孝敬父母的话,
you wouldn't even think about murdering.
你不会去杀人，你甚至连想都不会去想。
You will not commit adultery, you will not steal, you will not give false testimony, you will not covet.
你不会去想奸淫的事情，你不会去偷盗，你不会去作假，你也不会去贪婪。Parents
in the audience, do we have parents in the audience?
在座的父母们，你是父母的吗？ 你可以举手。我们有很多在座都是当父母的。Are
you afraid to be recognized as a mom and dad?
大家是不是觉得自己说自己是父母有点感觉不好意思？当我们去教我们的小孩怎么样？
If in our audience, any parent would they be honored if your children obey commandments number 6 to number 10?
如果你的小孩做到第六个诫命到第十个诫命，你会觉得脸上光彩吗?
I as a father would be greatly honored.
我作为一个爸爸，我觉得如果我小孩六七八九十他都做到的话，我会觉得很光彩。
Yeah, Christians, we have a list. We do live by a list of do's and don'ts.
是的，我们当基督徒是有一个清单，上面会告诉我什么能做，什么不能做。Just
because we are not saved by our good deeds doesn't mean we don't do them.
虽然我们不被我们的好行为拯救，但是并不代表说我们不去行出来好的行为。It's
just that we do them as a response to God's grace.
我们做出来这些好行为是作为我们对神的回应，神给我们恩典的回应。Honor
is in our heart. And obedience is our outward expression of that honor.
尊荣和孝敬是我们内心的东西，我们做出来的好行为就是这尊荣和孝敬的体现。
You know, earlier I just did a survey with you.
之前我不刚才跟大家做一个小小的调查吗？
And the point is to let you know that obedience will depend on the age of the child and many, many other factors.
我刚要做那个调查的目的就是让大家看见小孩子的年龄，还有你生长在不同的环境等等，会让你会对孝敬父母有不同的理解。And
I've observed my granddaughter and number one grandson who are in their twos and threes, the terrible twos and threes.
我其实会经常去观察我的大孙子和我孙女之间他们平时的行为。
And how they behave.
去看他们平时都是怎么做事情的。
And I think my son-in-law Doug has the perfect description of someone who is 2 or 3 years old.
我孙子跟孙女都在两三岁的时候，然后我的女婿呢，就对这个年纪的小孩有个很好的描述。
You know, Doug said toddlers, you know, 2 or 3 years old, they are ticking emotional time bombs.
我的女婿说，两三岁的小孩就是那种很情绪化的定时炸弹。
They can go off at any moment. They could be happy one minute, and then they would be crying their lungs out the next moment. Ticking time bombs.
Because
you cannot reason with a 2 or 3 year old. You cannot negotiate or bargain with a 2 or 3 year old. Their sinful nature just naturally comes out. They don't hide their emotions.
Which is a good thing. We could
deal with that. So smart parenting means you understand the nature of your child and you apply the discipline necessary, appropriate, very, very wisely. One size does not fit all.
所以说有智慧的做父母，就是能明白你小孩的个性是什么样的，而且根据他的个性来施以管教。一种教育方法不可能在所有的小孩身上都能够用得上。The
way we honor our parents may depend on our culture, our tradition, and the way we were raised.
我们孝敬父母也会因为我们的文化传统以及我们个人受到的调教而不同。
Look at some examples of
我们来看一下一些例子。
How two experts who have totally different opinions on, you know, what raising, how to raise your child.
我们来看一下两个教育专家是怎么样看怎么调教小孩的。
This is one of my favorites.
这是我其中最喜欢的一本书。
Mrs. Amy Cho.
这个作者是 Amy Chow。
他写了一本书叫 Battle Hymn of the Tiger Mom。
这个作者他很出名，因为他写了一本书叫做《虎妈的战歌》，就是老虎妈妈。
Yeah, I don't really like it. You know, it's in Chinese, of course. It's very popular.
在中国呢，这本书卖得很
火。Any Chinese mothers have a book by this book?
我不知道有没有很多在座的妈妈是有这本书的。
You buy it and then I'll read it. Okay.
如果你买了，我会很想借读一下。
The translation of the title is not really does not do it justice, right?
如果你去看中文翻译的话，它其实翻错了。它不是我在美国做妈妈。
I think they are trying to be politically correct to Chinese moms because Tiger Mom has a bad connotation.
这个作者在美国被称为虎妈，其实这个虎妈这个意思呢，在这边呢是有个不好的社会意志的。
所以他们翻成我在美国做妈妈。
所以这本书本来应该叫虎妈的战歌，但是他们改了。
So what did she say?
那这个虎妈她是怎么说她的教育的呢？
She's a Chinese American. I don't know if she knows any Chinese at all. But she said, you know, I kind of like my life.
这个作者 Amy 她其实是一个华人，但是她可能一点中文都不懂。
Oh, she said, you know, I felt I had a lot of opportunities and my parents actually have had such high expectations for me.
Amy 她在这里这么说，她说我喜欢我的生活，我觉得我有很多的机会。
Young people, my parents high expectation of me, she said, this expert said, is the greatest gift that anyone has ever given me, which is not right, but close.
她这里说，她说对于父母给我的高期望值，我其实觉得那是别人能给我最好的礼物。
I complained a lot when I was little, but that's how I feel now. You know that you know she is so happy now.
虽然我小时候经常会因为父母的高期望值而抱怨，但是我现在回想起来，我觉得那是别人给我最好的礼物。
And that's why I try to do the same with my two daughters.
这也是为什么我现在对我的女儿做同样的事情，对她们有高期望值。
A lot of us here were baby boomers.
在座的有很多跟我一样都是50年代出生的。
Yeah, so at that time, when we were born, about the time we were born, there's a famous baby doctor named Benjamin Spock. Nothing to do with Star Trek. It's the other Spock.
如果你是在婴儿潮出生的话，你会记得我们那一个年代有个很著名的教育专家，他叫 Dr.
Spock. This book is still very popular, and it's in Chinese. So anybody has that book?
如果这本书他写过一本书叫《斯波克育儿经》
okay.
在国内也很火
哦、oh, 有一位 No Oh Andrew OK I need the ball Is it in Chinese? Oh English No that doesn't count Alright 斯波克什么
育儿经
哇、wow. Any future parents here?
如果大家以后有想要以后要宝宝的
Yeah you got to read this book and the last one
你两本书都应该看一看
After you read the Bible
当然是你要看完圣经之后再看那两本。
Dr. Spock said the more people have studied different methods of bringing up children, the more they have come to the conclusion that what good mothers and fathers instinctively, what we feel like doing, is the best for their babies.
斯波克育儿经他觉得他说的是，当人们越多的去学习不同的养育孩子的方法，人们就会越多的发现一个关于好父母的结论。
Hallelujah.
这个结论就是说，好的父母能行出来真正对孩子最好的方法呢，就是他们本能想要对待孩子的方式。
Babies of the world, congratulations, you have been liberated.
好，所以就要跟所有的宝宝们说，大家都被解放了。
And then back to Tiger Mom.
好，我们再来看一下虎妈另外那一段是怎么说的呢
？The criticism of you Western moms.
虎妈在这里面，她就其实斥责了西方妈妈的西方爸妈的教育方式。
Western parents try to respect their children individually, encourage them to pursue their true passions, supporting their choices, and providing positive reinforcement and a nurturing environment. By contrast, the Chinese believe that the best way to protect their children is by preparing them for the future, letting them see what they are capable of, and arming them with skills, work habits, and inner confidence that no one can ever take away.
西方的父母尝试尊重孩子的个性，鼓励他们追寻心中的热情所在，支持他们选择，提供鼓励积极行为的强化的养育环境。相反的，华人父母觉得对孩子最好的保护呢，是帮助他们为未来做准备，让他们知道他们能有什么样的成就，给他们武装上各种能力，好的工作学习习惯，以及强大他们的内心，是一种别人抢不走内在的自信。
Very good. Thank you, Isabel. I call that Tiger Mom and Dr. Spock is the Huggy Bear.
我把刚刚的那个 Amy 呢，我说她是虎，
I'm more like the Huggy
Bear, 她是个虎妈。我把这个斯波克博士，我称她为熊爸，像个泰迪熊一样。我当爸爸是像这个斯波克博士一样，对小孩子比较软的。
To counter what Tiger Mom said, you know, Dr. Spock said, you know, there are several reasons to avoid physical punishment. It teaches children that the larger, stronger person has the power to get his way. And then, you know, whether or not he is the, you know, in the right. Some spank children then feel quite justified in beating up on smaller ones. Anybody, strong kids beat on smaller ones? Not in this church. If you do that, it's time out for you with pastor. Okay? The American tradition of spanking may be one reason there's so much violence in our country than in any other comparable nation.
这里呢，斯波克博士他提到一点，他说，对于为什么要避免体罚的原因有好几个。体罚教给孩子一个信息，就是说，更大、更强壮的人有能力得到他想要的，所以无论他到底是对的还是错的都可以。曾经被体罚过的孩子呢，就会觉得说他们欺负比他们小的人是 OK 的。美国的老传统体罚可能也是为什么与其他国家相比，美国这个国家有这么多的暴力的原因。
I don't have a degree like Amy Cho from Yale.
我不像那个虎妈一样有一个从耶鲁大学毕业的文凭。
And I don't have a, you know, MD, like Dr. Spock. So
我也没有一个医学博士的学位，像斯波克博士一样。
I'm just presenting you those two opposite views and how it may affect today.
我只是想给大家看一下这两边不同、非常不一样的教育方法，而且会怎么样影响我们今天。
So as I read all of these articles by learned people, experts. I came to my own definition of what honoring father and mother means to me.
所以呢，当我看到这么多不同的教育理念之后，我觉得我自己就给孝敬父母来了一个新的定义。
And this may not be a good definition.
可能我这个新的定义并不是一个很好的定义。
It may not be your definition.
可能也跟你的定义不一样。
But to me, honoring my father, my mother means to fulfill.Our parents' expectation of us in the Lord and helping our parents to fulfill God's expectation of them.
但是对于我来说，孝敬父母的意思是在主里面满足父母对我们的期望，同时也帮助父母去满足神对他们的期望。
So within that definition, there's freedom.
所以你看这个定义的话，你会发现有自由的元素。
There's the freedom to honor your father and your mother in your very unique, special way.
所以这里面带出来的意思也是，你可以有你自己个人的自由，选择怎么样去孝敬你的父母。
Maybe you were raised by a tiger mom.
可能你是在一个虎妈这么一个环境下长大的。
Maybe you were raised by a Dr. Spock.
可能你是在一个熊爸这样的环境下长大的。
But if you maintain this definition.
Okay.
How many of you are from Seattle, Washington?
How many of you? 有大有多少个人是从西雅图来的
？Right, Stephen. How have you ate at this restaurant?
Stephen 有没有在这个西雅图的餐厅吃过？嗯。这个餐厅是台山人开的。
大同。Yeah. Taiwanese. You know, brothers and sisters, seeing Steve and Sarah here with a sometimes chokes me up, not because they're bad people.
其实我经常看到 Steve 跟 Sarah 在我们当中的时候
，They have to drive 4 hours from Medford to Eugene.
我喉咙都是紧的，因为你想想看，他们要从 Medford 开车过来
，and they are here to worship with us. So what's your excuse?
昨天他们跟我们一起参加我们的野餐，今天跟我们一起参加我们的敬拜。所以不参加周日敬拜的，我们的有什么理由？
But the reason, and I didn't, now Stephen, Sarah, you'd be my witness, I didn't tell you I'm going to show this picture. And I didn't know you were coming, you know, until recently, you know, to Eugene.
我也不知道他们要来我们这里，直到前几个礼拜之前。
Pastor Ricky in his younger days lived in near Chinatown in Seattle.
在牧师年小的时候，他其实住在那个西雅图的中国城附近。
To save money for college, I stayed, you know, lived at home.
为了在大上大学的时候省钱，所以他就是跟父母一起住的。
Even though I hated it because I hated my dad.
牧师其实跟爸爸之间关系不是特别好，虽然他当时是不想要在家里住，但是也没有办法硬着头皮住下去。
And to make some spending money, you know, I worked in evenings.
那个时候为了勤工俭学，晚上还要在外面打工。
My first job was working at this very same restaurant.
我的第一份工作就是在这个大同饭店里面工作。
I started out by washing dishes, starting 11 o'clock at night when the restaurant closed.
我当时第一份工作就是在这个饭店里面，每天晚上11点钟他们关门的时候开始洗碗。
Three big sinks.
它有三个很大的洗碗池。
Each dish and plate washed lovingly by hand.
每一个碗盘都是我亲手要洗的。
And after I demonstrated my ability,
在我证明了我自己的能力之后
I was promoted to busing tables.
我就变成了那个插桌子的人
In the days before they had push carts.
在以前的时候餐厅里面呢他们上菜呢他们有一个小推车的
And you know how many dishes, you know, Chinese use, you know, a table of eight, you know, for a full meal, you know, 20 courses.
如果你是平时吃中国菜的话你就会知道我们一桌饭都是好多的菜好多的盘子
There was a time when Pastor Rick could put all of the dishes of one banquet table on one big tray and carry it by hand on over my shoulder
那时候
through the swinging doors into the kitchen.
那时候在饭店打工的时候牧师他已经练到就是一个手能够把一桌所有的菜的盘子一起放到那个盘上面从饭桌这里一直走到厨房后面
Anyone who had worked in restaurants knows the chef in the kitchen they are the king
如果你在餐厅工作的话你就会知道餐厅里面最牛的就是那个在后面掌勺的厨子
He said you were born in Guangzhou you know, live in Hong Kong you don't speak Chinese
他们那时候就说我他说你在香港出生，你在广州长大，可是你也不说中文啊。
Taiwanese is Chinese.
他们觉得台山话才是中文。
That's the mild one of the milder things, you know, mistreatments.
就是你在那种餐厅打工的时候，你的同事聊，你的老板可能都会有时候会揶揄你。
But I would not want to trade places with the chefs who work in a Chinese restaurant where they live and die by the stir fry.
可是如果你让我换工作的话我不会想去当那个厨子我宁愿在那里洗碗
So when my dad retired he lived separately from my mother and he lived in a senior housing right next to this restaurant
当我爸爸退休之后他后来就跟我妈妈分开住了他住的那个老年中心其实就在这栋大同饭店的旁边
Right to the right You don't see it here I couldn't find a picture of it But so when my wife and I visit him
所以当我和我的太太去看我爸爸的时候
He would take me to the other restaurants where there, you know, his friends, buddies would meet for chit chat.
每次我去看他的时候，他就会带上我和我太太去餐厅里面去跟他的朋友一起聊天吃饭。
Chinese men, when they retire, they either play chess or read papers.
当你知道，当华人退休的时候，男的华人他们就会喜欢下围棋、看报纸。
And he would take me, my dad retired, take me to these, you know, places and introduce me to his friends.
我的爸爸呢就会带我去跟他的朋友们见面，去跟朋友们介绍我。
Here's my number one son from Portland, Oregon.
他会说这是我的大儿子从波兰来的。
I'm so proud of him.
我很为我的儿子骄傲。
He's the top level engineering manager.You know, of Asian heritage in the company that he works for.
他是个华人，但是他在他的公司里面是高级工程师主管。
No, before I believe in Jesus, I would have said, "No way, you're going to take me around like that."
其实，在我信主
是 my accomplishment.
如果在信主之前的话
how can you claim any of it?
以我的秉性，我是不会愿意让我爸带着我到处炫耀的，因为我觉得说那是我个人的努力，跟他无关。
But after I became a Christian, I honor my dad.
但是当我信主之后，我以这个作为我选择孝敬我爸爸的方式。
I even was happy to have him take me around.
我甚至觉得说能够让他带着我附近走，跟他的朋友们相见，我也觉得很开心。
And that allowed me opportunities to share Jesus with my father.
因为这也是这样的情况下，我能够有机会和我的爸爸分享主的福音。
He was a devout Buddhist.
我爸爸曾经是一个非常虔诚的佛教徒。
The good news is he believed in Jesus before he died.
好消息就是在我爸爸去世之前他信主了。
How many of you came from Portland, Oregon?
有多少人是从 Portland 来到我们当中的呢?
How many of you studied at Portland State?
有多少人在 Portland 州立大学读过书?
Both my son and daughter decided after they graduated from undergraduate studies to take a year off.
我的儿子跟我的女儿他们大学完了之后他们决定拿出一年的时间来休一下假。
To find themselves.
去寻找他们的自我。
Some of you Chinese parents may say, what do you mean find yourself? You
know, 如果是传统华人父母的话，你肯定觉得什么
？Go get your master's degree, go get your PhD. Why do you need to waste one whole year to find yourself?
普通的华人父母可能会觉得说这个很荒谬，干嘛要拿一年时间来休假？为什么要去寻找自我？你应该抓点时间把硕士、把博士都给拿下来。
So my daughter decided to find herself by internship for 1 year with a campus ministry while at this school.InterVarsity.
我女儿她选择去寻找自我的方式呢，就是把那一年间隔年去在波特兰州立大学里面，在一个叫 InterVarsity 的基督教学生校园事工那里去服
侍。Some of you in our church actually supported her work.
在我们教会当中，其实有不少弟兄姐妹曾经有帮过她忙。
But to make a little bit more money, you know, because our agreement is, I will, you know, my wife and I will, mom and I will support you for the undergraduate degree. After that, is you're on your own.
我跟我太太曾经跟我的孩子们说我们会支持你上完大学四年本科，但是本科之后的钱你们就要自己去支付。
We'll be your backup if it's necessary.
除非在很紧急的情况下，不然我们不会去再给你额外掏钱的。
So she interviewed for a lab technician. She studied microbiology at Oregon State University.
我女儿她以前学的是微生物学，然后她当时为了。支持自己在做这个校园事工的生活费的时候，他去申请了一个职位，是当一个实验室的助理的。
And when she went to a job interview, the interviewer liked her very much. Her, you know, her credentials.
当时他去面试的时候，那个面试的人很喜欢他。
But you know, said I would like to hire you.
那个面试人就说我愿意聘用你。
And my daughter Joanna said, "Oh, that's good, but I only could work part time."
但是我女儿跟他说好啊，我很愿意来你这里工作，但是我只能在你这里干每周干20个小时。我不能干全职。
She explained to him why.
然后他就跟那个面试他的人说了为什么。
And this interviewer said, "How naive can you be? I'm offering you the gold here."
然后那个面试官就跟他说：“你怎么这么天真啊？我给你一个全职的工作，但现在你却只要半职，因为你想要拿另外的时间去帮助这个校园施工。
And you're throwing that away?
你就想把这个机会从你指尖溜走吗？”
And when my daughter told me, she did. She said, "Forget it. I don't need this."
然后在我女儿听到这个番话之后，她就说：“你知道吗？那我其实也不需要这份工作了。”
And when she came and very sad and disappointed told me about it.
她我女儿就来到了跟我说话，我女儿就跟我说她多么失望，多么伤心。
I said, "Joanna, you have done your father a great honor."
我就跟我女儿的回答说，我说 ，Joanna， 你其实这样的行为是很尊荣你爸爸我的。
So I honor my father.And I honor my was honored by my daughter.
所以我选择去尊荣我的父亲，我的女儿也选择了尊荣我。
Yeah, because of time, I won't go into these two examples of how not to honor your parents or why you should honor your parents.
其实牧师本来也准备了另外两个例子，是说你为什么要去尊荣你的父母和为什么不能不尊荣你的父母。
Well, this one, a young rich guy came to Jesus. You know, a good teacher. How can I?You know, into the kingdom of God. You know,
在马可福音七章的时候，有一个富有的年轻人来到那个耶稣面前，就开始问我怎么样能够进入天国，拥有永生。
And Jesus, you know, he said, have you, obeyed the Ten Commandments? You know, including honoring your parents.
然后耶稣说，你有没有做十诫的东西啊？包括孝敬父母。
This is the other one. Okay. Yeah, and then he said, "Yeah, I did all that."
然后那个年轻人就说我都做了。
But you know, Jesus said, you know, when he looked at him and loved him lovingly, he said, "There's one more thing you need to do. Give up all your stuff and give it to the poor and follow me.
耶稣看着他就很喜欢这个年轻人, 就对他说, 你还差一件, 你要去卖掉你所有的, 分给穷人, 然后来跟随我。
So honoring your parents is important, but it's in the context of honoring God.
对, 孝敬父母很重要, 但是不要忘了你孝敬父母的背景, 也是要你要去尊荣神。
And this other example,
这里有另外一个例子,
bad excuse, I can't honor my parents. I can't, feed my parents or, in their retirement because I already gave everything to the church.
马可福音七章这里说，说我不可以给父母钱，因为我的钱都给了圣殿奉献。
That is not a good excuse.
这是一个不好的借口。
So these are just two simple examples of what not to do when it comes to honoring your parents.
所以这里面说呢，就是当你到了孝敬父母这个话题的时候，你该做什么，不该做什么。
And the final point I want to share is what does indeed it mean when Paul says, if you honor your parents, you will have a long life, as a guarantee, as a promise.
所以我想来看一看，就是那个应许，你能够在地上得长寿，到底指的是什么？
Could it be that you can live until 100 years old?
这是不是就是说你能够在世上活到100岁呢?
It may be.
可能,
but not necessarily.
但是不是完全。
So what does it mean?
那这里长寿的应许到底指的是什么呢?
What it means to me, I go back to the story of Hudson Taylor.
我就想跟大家一起去看看戴德生的故事。
Who left England to go to China to establish the China Inland Mission.
戴德生他当时在1818 19世纪中期他离开了英国来到中国去开始他的宣教。
I never met him.
我从来没有见过他。
But I did meet the next two.
但是我却见过他的儿子和他的孙子。
Hudson Taylor number
3. 他的儿子戴绍曾。
Hudson Taylor number 4.
他的孙子。
曾孙跟玄孙。 Yeah. I don't have number 2 there. Okay. 戴孝正牧师和戴继宗牧师。戴孝正牧师, I actually sat next to him in Portland, in our church in Portland.
其实当我以前在波特兰我的教会的时候，戴孝正牧师曾经还坐在我旁边。
Not very tall man.
他不是一个很高的人。
So humble.
非常谦卑。
So in love with the Chinese people.
非常爱华人。
Whose Chinese is more perfect than mine.
他的中文比我说的还要好。The
pastor that led me and Irene to Christ was one of his students.
把我太太带到信主的那个牧师其实曾经是戴绍曾牧师的学生之一。戴继宗牧师。Jamie
Taylor.
他的玄孙戴继宗牧师。I
heard him speak when Irene and I were in San Diego attending a Chinese conference this past winter.
在去年冬天的时候，我跟师母去圣地亚哥参加一个华人特会，他的玄孙就是那个讲员之一。He
spoke all in perfect, somewhat archaic Chinese.
他整一个特会的过程中都是用中文讲的，而且他其中用了不少的古文。His
Chinese is even better, I think, than his father.
我觉得他的那个中文造诣可能比他爸爸还要厉害。And
it was James Hudson Taylor, number 4, that says, at the beginning, he wasn't going to be a missionary, and his parents never forced him to be a missionary.
他的玄孙戴继宗跟我们分享到，就是说，其实刚开始他根本没有想到自己会成为一个传教士，因为他的父母从来没有灌输这样的概念。But
somehow, he knew that was in his father and mother's prayer and their hearts.
但是很奇妙的就是，他知道这样一个心愿，其实在他的爸爸和妈妈的每天的祷告里面都在里面的。
So let me propose to you my understanding at this point of what it means to promise a long life in the land.
所以请大家让我给你分享一下我对这个长寿的应许是怎么理解的。
The land where, we can enjoy the fruits of our labor.
这块是我们能够享用我们自己劳动果实的应许之地。
Where we can serve as God's stewards and living a victorious life.
我们在里面做管家去敬拜侍奉神，活出一个得胜的生活。
I believe God has a special calling for each Christian family.
我相信神对每一个信主的家庭都有一个特殊的呼召。
Not just for our generation, but for the generations to come.
不仅是在对于我这一代，还有我以后的各每一代。
And Hudson Taylor and his descendants is an example of what it means to be guaranteed a long life in the land.
我们去看戴德生一家的故事的时候，我觉得我们就看到那个长寿的应许在这里。
And really, when I was a young Christian, my pastor, a disciple of James Hudson Taylor number 3, gave me this verse.
我之前的那个牧师就是那个戴绍曾牧师的学生，他给了我这么一个经文。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 28.
哥罗西书的一章二十八节。
We proclaim him, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone perfect in Christ.
我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全的引到神面前。
I tell my children, and later when their children is old enough to know, I believe this is the verse that God has given me and also our family as His promise of long life, if we only obey Him.
我会跟我的孩子们，甚至和我的孩孙们说，这一节我相信就是神给我们家的呼召，会呼召我们的家来到这个应许之地去侍奉他。
And in part, that's why I am standing before you today, because of this verse.
也正是这个经文，为什么我今天站在大家的面前。
So honor your parents, fulfill their expectations on you as to the Lord, and also help them to fulfill God's expectations.
所以我们每一个人都要选择去尊荣我们的父母，在主里面满足我们父母的期望值，并且帮助我们的父母也满足神对他们的期望值。
And ultimately, when we honor our parents and even step-parents,
最后，如果我们孝敬我们的父母，我们孝敬我们的继父继母的话，
it honors God.
我们也应该知道，我们也在把尊荣带给神。
Important, and you could do it in many, many ways. Don't let people tell you how to honor your own parents. They don't know any better than you.
别人来告诉我们怎么样去孝敬我们的父母，因为我们每个人都有自己特殊的方式。
But do honor them in the Lord, and help them when they stray away.
但是切记，我们要帮助我们的父母，特别是在他们远离神的时候。
We come to the Lord's Supper.
今天我们来到主的餐前。
And let's all stand and read this short passage.
让我们一起起立来读提摩太前书一章的这个
节经文。We'll do it in English first.
我们先用英文读，然后再用中文读。
Okay, 我们来。Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst, but for that very reason shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display His ultimate patience as an example for those who would believe on Him and receive eternal life. Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. 基督耶稣降世，为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中，我是这个罪魁；然而我蒙了怜悯，是因耶稣基督要在我这罪魁上显明他一切的忍耐，好来信他的永生的人做榜样。但愿尊贵荣耀归于那不能小坏、不能看见、永世的君王、独一的神，直到永永远远。阿门。Please be seated.
请坐。
And we'll have the worship team come up and lead us in the singing of the two first verses of